Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Eureka, authorities are calling Friday's fire on I Street suspicious. Humble Bay Fire was dispatched to a structure fire on 1210 I Street. The response included three engines, one ladder, and two chief officers. Where units were en route, dispatch relayed reports of a possible explosion at the involved residence Friday morning. First arriving units report a two-story wood frame residence with heavy gray smoke coming out of it. Fire crews quickly made entry and confirmed that no one was inside while attacking the blaze. No one was injured in the incident. The owners were not home at the time of the fire. Sole occupant of the residence at the time was a family dog, and it managed to escape from the fire. The cause is suspicious. Early Friday morning, a Humble County Sheriff's deputy was driving southbound Tompkins Hill Road when he saw a black 2002 Honda two-door hatchback driving erratically over the double yellow line. When the deputy exited his patrol car, he saw the male driver had a handgun. The male driver then drove at the deputy, who discharged his duty weapon at the vehicle, striking it. The Honda ran over the deputy's foot. The vehicle eventually lost control at Eel River and Copenhagen Road, Lolita. The male driver fled the car still holding his handgun, and a woman also ran out the other side. They both ran in different directions. Law enforcement arrived on scene, and a Eureka Police canine arrived to assist. The canine located the driver, 29-year-old Elliot Michael Whalen, a Fortuna resident. Deputies managed to find the passenger, 35-year-old Jill Deanna Winup, also from Fortuna. The deputy was transported to a different hospital and was treated and released for an injury to his foot, while the driver was taken to the hospital and treated for dog bite wounds, recently released from the California State Prison System due to the recent state realignment law. The Arcata Police Department conducted a sobriety driver's checkpoint along with enhanced enforcement Friday at the 500 block of H Street. The checkpoint was operated from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. 191 cars were screened. In total, two drivers were arrested for driving under the influence and one was cited for driving unlicensed during the operation. Humboldt State University will host a public forum on Saturday, January 26th, gathering public input and concerns regarding upcoming monitoring of marine protected areas. The forum is free and open to the public. HSU facility will detail proposals to monitor the MPAs, as well as seek community members willing to volunteer and work alongside local marine experts, including Professor John Reese, who is the director of the school's marine facility. The forum is being held at the Casper Community Center in Mendocino County. Please contact Humboldt State for more information. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
It's time now for the Art Community segment. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
As we focus on the impact of service clubs across the North Coast and Southern Oregon, we learn that not only are there a wide variety of groups, with some focused on business and networking, others focused on specific communities or subgroups of the population. We also learn that the impact of these clubs affects our communities in various ways. Sponsorships are a key component, and you'll find the Rotary logo or the Kiwanis logo or the Elks logo attached to numerous activities and charities that focus on helping the neediest in our midst. Food for People, the county food bank, which got up and running in 1979, has grown tremendously in the past 30 years. It began with a few shelves to stock food to be distributed to those who needed a meal or couldn't afford a full range of groceries to take home. Now, Food for People occupies a 9,000-square-foot warehouse in Eureka thanks to private donations, government grants, and the help of civic organizations like Rotary International. It's another example of the role those clubs play and how they affect our communities on a daily basis.
Thanks, Dan. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.